Blog Talk Radio.
Great and mighty God, we give you thanks and praises on today. O Most High, we give you the praises and the glory and the honor. We bless your name, O God, and we exalt you today above all else. Almighty God, we praise you. We just exalt you, Lord God, today. We lift you up and give you the glory because you're the great God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you. Oh, God, you're lovely. We exalt your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. You're a good God. You're gracious. You're righteous. Hallelujah. We praise your name today. Hallelujah, we magnify you. God, we exalt you. Look down upon us, O Lord, and hear the supplications of our hearts. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, as we pray before you this morning, we ask you to hear the cries of our heart. We need your presence, Lord God, to cover us. We need you, God, to cover us in these evil times. We need you, Lord, to cover us and protect us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us protection. Oh, God, give us protection. We thank you, Lord. God, we are comforted because you know, we know that you are with us. We know that you stand by us. We know that you walk with us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing and the power of your Spirit abide with us. Reach down, God, and hold us up in the palm of your hand. Draw us closer unto you. Draw us closer to the things of God. Renew our desire for prayer and fasting. Help us, O Lord, to read and spend time in your word. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, for we know it's your word that will keep us. It's your word that will cause us to stand. It's your word that will deliver us and cause us to walk into the blessings that you have for us. Search the depths of our soul, God. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, God, transform our minds with your word. Cleanse our hearts with your blood. Create in us a clean heart. Oh, Lord, and renew a right spirit on the inside of us. Dear Lord, we pray for our family members that they will receive salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, save our sisters and our brothers. Save our sons and our daughters. Save our mothers and our fathers. Save our husbands and our wives. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, reach the hard and broken places in their hearts. Break strongholds that stand in the way of salvation. Lord, bless the children in this world, all the children, great and small. God, you said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Lord, those children that are without mothers or fathers, those children that are in care homes or foster homes, those children that are homeless on today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, bless those that are being abused, mistreated, or neglected. Provide food, clothing, and shelter for everyone that's in need. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray because we know that you can move in their situation. Thank you, Lord, for doing it today. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of the helpless. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of the hopeless. Oh, God, remove shackles, constraints, and bondages from those that are being held against their will. Lord, even now, bring deliverance to young men, young women, young people that have been kidnapped or stolen from their family. Oh, God. The family members might not know where they are, but God, you know where they are. In the name of Jesus, cause everything that's lost to be found today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, go into the cracks and crevices of life and pull out those, God, that are trapped. In the name of Jesus, God, you told us, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Father God, you made us with free choice. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, release those. Do a mighty work of deliverance. Oh, God, for every young man and young woman held against their will. In the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that we have liberty and we have freedom. Lord, cause us to be free from sin. Cause us, God, to be free from unclean habits. Cause us, Lord, to be free from unclean desires and those things that would separate us from you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we need your help. We need your support. We need your hand, oh God, to help us through. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, give us the strength to abide in you. You said in your word, if we abide in you, that you would abide in us. Oh, God, give us the strength that we need. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for churches everywhere, Lord, that we would remain in the will of God and live according to the word of God. Lord, protect Christians, those that have called on the name of Jesus, those that have accepted Jesus as Lord. Lord, wherever they are, all over the world, in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, South America, God, we ask you to protect them from the hand of the terrorist attack. Oh, God, save the nations that call on your name. Father God, we're crying out. You said you're looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. Father God, walk in the festivals of your churches. In the name of Jesus, cause everything that is wrong to be made right. In the name of Jesus, cast out sin and cast out every evil spirit. We thank you, God, today that all things for the church will go right and be made right in the name of Jesus. We pray for every pastor, every teacher, every bishop, every apostle in the name of Jesus, every preacher, every evangelist. God, anoint them to do the work of the ministry in the name of Jesus. Hold them up where they're being weak. Strengthen them out where they're sin or go wrong. Build them up, God, in the name of Jesus, to do the work of the ministry. And God, everything about your ministry that's going forth, let it be done in righteousness to your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God. We pray for America. Oh, God, that you would forgive America of her wrongdoing. Forgive America for walking in trespasses. Forgive America for walking in sin and abominations in the name of Jesus. Oh, refusing to call on your name. Forgive us, God, for the sin that we walked in. Forgive us, God, for pride and arrogance in the name of Jesus. And save America from her sin. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bring revival to every city, town, and state. Let the Spirit of God flow afresh. Oh, God, let a fresh wind come. Oh, God, let a fresh wind blow over America in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need you. We can't do without you. Let the fresh wind come and bring revival to every church, to every home, to every schoolhouse, to every courthouse. Oh, God, bring revival. We're seeking it, God. We need it, Lord. We need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh filling of your Spirit and of your power. Oh, God, we can't go on much longer without you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask in you, Lord. We lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting and asking you to send a wind of the Holy Spirit. Send a wind of the Holy Spirit. Send a wind of the Holy Spirit to blow over America from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Break up the fallow ground, Lord God, and all the seeds that have been planted, all the Bible studies that have been done, all the prayers that have gone forth, all the sermons that have been preached. Oh, God, cause the Spirit of God to take fruition and to blossom from out of the work that's been done. Help us, God, to praise you in righteousness and in truth. Lord, heal America of her affliction, her evil works. Let every leader, every judge, every congressman, every preacher, every teacher, every mayor, every governor bow to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. God, cause us to bow the knee. Don't let us be so powerful that we can't bow to Jesus. Oh, God, help us to honor Jesus. Jesus, we honor you. We bless you. We magnify you. For you died for our sins. And it's not that we love you first, but you loved us first. And you died for us. And you hung for us. Oh, God, bless us now. Help us to know the power of the cross. Help us to know the power of the sacrifice that you did on Calvary. That the power of the sacrifice, the power of the cross can heal us and free us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, God. We give you the praises and glory. Oh, Lord, pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit, God. You said in your word, Lord God, in the book of Joel, that you would pour out your Spirit on our flesh, and that our sons and daughters will prophesy and dream dreams and see visions. Oh, God, pour out your Spirit that we will dream godly dreams and that we will see godly visions in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us a new determination to serve and worship you. Let your glory be declared among your people. Let your glory increase among the people. Let your glory overshadow your people. We want to feel your glory. God, we want to see your glory. We want to see your glory revealed. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, pour your glory over us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your miracles, your signs, and your wonders be made manifest, that we will know that you are God and that you are with us. Oh, dear Lord, and that you are in control. Oh, God, we decree and declare that you are in control. Man is not in control. The government is not in control. But God, you are in control. Cause the winds of revival to sweep this country and let us bow and be gracious and be humble before you, Jesus. Let us lay at your feet, oh God, and give you the glory and the thanks. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh God, let your glory be loosed over our mind, our spirit, our heart, and our soul. Let your glory come, oh God, and be inside of our thoughts, that we will think right. Let your glory come, God, oh God, and constrain these tongues so that we will talk right. Let your glory come, oh God, and encamp over these bodies, that we will live right and that the flesh will be constrained. Let your glory come and build us up. Let your glory, oh God, let your glory, oh God, let your glory reign over us day and night, night and day, while we're sleeping, while we're walking, while we're catching the bus, while we're riding the train, while we're driving. Let your glory, let your glory, God, be over us and give us the compassion that we need for one another. Let your glory, God, let your glory be in the church. Let your glory be over your people as we worship. Let your glory, oh God, give us miracle signs and wonders. Let your glory come. Bring us a visitation of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, visit those that are incarcerated, those that are in jails. Oh, God, those that are behind bars. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cause your righteousness to come. Oh, God, cause those that are being mistreated, those that are being abused, those that are being whipped and beaten. Oh, God, cause it to be reversed. In the name of Jesus, bind the works of evil that go on during incarceration. In the name of Jesus, build up those that are weak. Help them to be made strong. Oh, God, let your righteousness permeate the justice system according to your will, God, and remove every unjust judge and lawyer. In the name of Jesus, bring a new standard of honesty and righteousness to prevail in the in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go into the educational system. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, those that have been weighed down with student loan and debt, we ask you, God, that cancel that debt. Cancel that debt. Cancel the debt of student loans. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Causing people to be weighed down and lose their homes. Father, in the name of Jesus, strike down that demon of student debt. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Those that are being disadvantaged, turn things around. Take all the wrong things, God, and do as you do so well. Make the wrong things right before you. God, you can make the wrong things right. Oh, Lord, we're dependent on you, God. We're dependent on you, Lord, to bring us through, to take us out, and to pull us over. We're dependent on you, God, to subdue the enemies that come against us. We're dependent on you, God, to remove the hindrances out of our way. We're dependent on you, God. We're crying out to you, Lord. There's no place else for us to go but run into the arms of Jesus. We're dependent on you, Lord, to open doors that no man can close. Open the doors, God, that we can walk in. Open the doors, God, that our enemies have closed on us. We're dependent on you, God. We're dependent on you to hold our hand and never let go. We are dependent on you, God, to take us through. Don't allow the waters to overtake us. Don't allow the floods of life to drown us. Don't allow the fires of this world to burn us. But we're dependent on you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that your will be done in this country. Your will be done in the White House and in the Congress. Your will be done and your kingdom come. Oh, God, you brought the kingdom. Hallelujah. And you said that we had the keys of the kingdom. Let your kingdom come. Let us walk in the power and the authority that you've given unto us. Turn the tide according to your will, oh God, and cause things to flow in righteousness. God, we're open and we're ready for you to show your hand. Oh, God, show your hand. We're open. We're ready for you, God. God, to do a shaking. Oh, God, let your shaking come. In the name of Jesus, by your power and your spirit, let the shaking come. Shake the government. Shake the White House. Shake the churches. Shake the preachers and the pastors. Shake them, God. Help them to know you're in control and that you're God. Oh, God, let the your wives and call them to be in submission. Shake, God, shake. Shake in the name of Jesus. By your power and your spirit, shake us. Help us to live right. Oh, God, shake us. Help us to do right, Lord. Hey, God. Oh, God, you say you're going to shake the country. You're going to shake the earth. Father God, the all of creation is waiting on the shaking of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory. Shake us, God, into deliverance. Shake us into our blessing, into prosperity, into healing. In the name of Jesus. We're open, God. We're open for the shaking. Father, you said we are the salt of the earth. Give us the compassion we need to go after the souls of men. Let every God idea flourish. Cause ministries to be built up by the hands of the enemy that tries to hinder the work of the Lord and the wishes of the God for our life. God, you said you would strive with them that strive with us. You said in your word you would fight against them that fight against us. We are dependent on you, God, to take all the shield and buckler and stand up for our help. You won't allow our enemies to triumph over us. Thank you, Lord. Father, where we need employment, we need jobs. Where we need healing, release your healing virtue over our bodies. Where we're in lack, we bind the spirit of lack and ask that you release prosperity and wealth. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So now, God, we use that authority and that power coming from our mouth and sent down from heaven and from the depths of our soul. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. All misery, pain, illness, sickness is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of infirmity is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, we send the word out. Oh, God, every spirit of sickness is bound from operating. All disease is bound from operating. The spirit of arthritis is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, and we command it to go back to the pit of hell where you came from. Every unclean spirit, every wicked spirit, every foul spirit, every demon spirit, every spirit of pride and malice is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of backbiting, gossip, and fault-finding and judging is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of idolatry and poverty and lack is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, every unclean spirit operating at night or day is bound from operating. operating in the name of Jesus. All time robbing spirits, robbing out of time from our life. Oh, God is bound from operating in the name of Jesus. God said you would redeem the time. God, you said you would redeem the time, that you would give us time back. And Father, you said that you would destroy the palm worm and the canker worm, oh God, and everything that they've eaten up, that you would restore us. God, restore the time. Restore time. Restore time. Restore time. Restore time that we have lost. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of confusion and deception is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of Jezebel and witchcraft is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of stronghold, obstacles, hindrances, manipulation is broken and bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, all incantations fall to the ground with no effect on our life. The familiar spirit is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every spirit that's not of God, every spirit that's not of the Lord, go back to the pit of hell where it came from. I command you to go. I command you to go. I command you to go back to the pit. Do not return. In Jesus' name. We cast down vain imaginations, unclean thoughts, anything that will cause us to be hindered from our purpose and our destiny. We cancel negative words we have spoken, and we cancel negative words others have spoken against us. Cause our words to be fruitful and holy. Let the angels assigned to our life do battle in the heavenly realm and win. Cause every prayer to be answered, God, according to your will. Cause the blessings stored up in heaven to be released and come to us. Let the heavenly host beat back the forces of darkness and destroy their evil works. Cause the angel army of the Lord to be victorious on our behalf. God, we're dependent on you. You're all that we know. We throw our cares on you. We throw ourselves on you. We throw every thought on you, Lord. Sometimes the thoughts are too great for our mind. Don't allow the evil thoughts of the enemy to blow our mind. But God, give us a stable mind, a right mind, a mind of peace, a mind of tranquility, a mind of calmness in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in us. Thank you, God, for a right mind in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, release your love. Release your joy. Release your peace. Release your temperance. Release your long-suffering. Release your goodness. Release your meekness. Release your faith in us, over us, through us, around us, in our homes, in our churches, in our families, in our children. Release it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Release the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the power into our life, through us, over us, in us, around us, in the name of Jesus, in our homes, in our children, in our churches, in our families. Oh, God, release according to your good pleasure, blessings, praise. Release it over us. Release it out of our mouth. Release it out of our spirit. Release it in the church. Release it in our home. Release it in our family. In the name of Jesus. Release the Holy Word of God and the Holy Ghost into our atmosphere to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Release it in us, through us, over us, in our minds, in our families, in our homes, in our churches, in our families, in our children, in our country. Release God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost come. Let the Holy Ghost come. Let the Holy Ghost come. In us, over us, through us, on us, in our homes, in our families, while we're sleeping, while we're walking, while we're awake, in our churches, in our country, all our children, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Keep us, God, strong and righteous. Consecrated before you, sanctify us, God. Make us holy and righteous. Cause us to be used by you so that we can give you the glory, so that you receive the honor, so that we lift up your name and we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. Oh, God, work miracles down on the inside of us. Oh, God, break strongholds from off of our minds. Break the stronghold of poverty. Break the stronghold of orphan. Break the stronghold of poverty. And poor, strike it out from off of our record. Strike it from out of our mouth. In the name of Jesus. We have more than enough to meet every need. We have all sufficiency in all things, that we can abound to every good work. God has supplied our needs, and we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth our fruit in our season. Our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do, it shall prosper. God, we thank you that you've blessed the work of our hands, that you've given us divine favor. And right now, in the name of Jesus, give us clarity of thought, clarity of mind. Help us to speak the word only. Oh, God, help us to forgive others. Oh, God, even as we repent before you for the things that we have done wrong, for the things that we have said wrong, for the things in our mind that we have thought wrong. Oh, God, we repent before you. We repent before you. Forgive us, oh, God, of our trespasses. Forgive us, oh, God, of sin. Forgive us, God, of things we've said and done wrong. Forgive us, oh, God, and cleanse us. Cleanse us by your power. Cleanse us by your might. Cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse our mind. Cleanse our spirit. Cleanse our heart. Cleanse our body. Cleanse our hands. Cleanse our eyes. Cleanse our mouth. Cleanse our ears. Cleanse our feet. Oh God, use us. Cleanse us and use us. For your glory, we need to be cleansed before you, oh Lord. We need to be cleansed before you and return us back to our first love. Love studying and reading the Bible. Love to stay in prayer. Love to sing the songs of the Lord. Oh, God, let nothing separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we're calling on your name. We're wailing before you. We're crying out before you. Look down on us, oh God. Hear the supplications. Hear the cries. Hear the yearnings of our heart. Let the power of the Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, and the anointing stir up down on the inside of us. Oh, God. Give us good ideas that will stir up the wealth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We call it on your name. Oh, Lord. Look down upon us. Have mercy on us, oh, God. We are human flesh. Oh, God, and we're fallible, but we're asking you, God, to cleanse us now. Give us revelation in your word. We need revelation, Lord. Pour out revelation on us. In the name of Jesus, remove tiredness, aches, and pains from our bodies. Oh, God, when you stir us early in the morning, help us to get up and pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, and command the morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause us to speak over our day, that our day will be well with you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and cover us under your blood. It's by your blood that we remain victorious over the works of the enemy. Let the blood of Jesus over our minds, our heart, our spirit, our soul. Let the blood of Jesus flow from the crown of our head down to the soles of our feet. Let the blood of Jesus rebuke the works of the devil coming against us to cut us off. Let the blood of Jesus go through and change paperwork that was against us. Cause it to be for us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Help us to stand as you do the shaking. No evil will come near our dwelling. No pestilence will overtake us. God, we're walking in righteousness. We're walking in your word. We're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. We're not standing in the way of sinners. We're not sitting in the seat of the scornful. Oh, God, help us tonight to be in the law of the Lord. And in your law, we will meditate. We will meditate. We will meditate. We will read. We will study. And we will meditate both day and night. And we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth our fruit in our season. Our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do, it shall prosper. And we're forgetting those things that are behind us. We're not looking at the things in the past, but we're leaving behind the past and looking to those things that are before us. And we press toward the mark of a high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Knowing that our labor is not in vain. Oh, God, our labor of prayer, our labor of giving, our labor of study, our labor is not in vain. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praises. And right now, God bless us in this day. Remove every hindrance and obstacle out of our way. And cause us to seek after you the more. Oh, God, let our spirit reach for your spirit. And receive us, God. Teach us in your word. For we know not what we don't know. And we don't know things that are too deep for us. But only by the power and the spirit of the living God will you show us revelation in your word. Open it up, God. Open up the spirit of revelation and wisdom, even now, in the name of Jesus, and help us to live our life in the revelation that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Father God, go forth in our life unhindered. everything that we put our hands to do, help it to be a success. No matter what people might say, no matter what negative words that are spoken against the work of our hands, let those negative words be cast to the ground. And God caused the work of our hands to be successful and to be promoted and to save souls and to reach for people in the name of Jesus. Let your wind blow. Let your spirit come. Oh, Holy Spirit, walk with us daily. Teach us daily. Speak to us daily. And we give you the praises. Oh, God, help us to obey and not turn our back to your word. And we ever give you the praises and the glory. We ever give you the honor. Oh, God, all power belongs to you. No matter what men might think, oh, God, they think that they got power. But God, all power belongs to you. You said in your word, power belongs to God. Thank you, Lord. And for any means or reason, you have given us power. Help us to use it for the good and not bad. Help us to use power to promote your kingdom. Help us to use power to help somebody. Help us to use power to lift somebody up. Help us to use power to bring deliverance to somebody's life. Oh, God, help us to use power to bring healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We praise you. We magnify you. Oh, God, you're great. And greatly to be praised. We worship you. We worship you, dear Lord. Right now we worship you. We glorify your name. We bow to your majesty. We bless you, Lord, sovereign God, ruler and maker of the heaven and the earth. We surrender ourselves to you, God. Have your way in our life. Have your way, God. We thank you for this day. Thank you for joining this prayer. We pray that it would be a blessing to your life and to your family. In Jesus' name, amen.